Well, talk to us about how important evaluation is. I mean, we've been talking about being a speaker, but how important is the evaluation of those speakers?
Well, this is when I come back and I talk about doing the ordinary things extraordinarily well. To me, championship clubs, good clubs, are built on excellent evaluation. This is where the speaker has the opportunity to improve. Again, I'll just say, to me, the hallmark of Toastmasters, and every action we do in Toastmasters, is improvement. Everything we do, we're continually improving. And so when a speaker comes in and he doesn't get a good evaluation, and you know when you don't get a good evaluation, and you also know when you don't give one.
That's true.
Okay, we took the viewpoint, no matter how good that speech was, there's always something to improve in it. So we would have to find something to improve. We built our club off of excellent speech evaluation. And we actually, in our club, call it coaching, because what we're not trying to do is evaluate just what was good and bad. We're trying to move the person to a higher level of speaking ability. And that's the job of what a coach would do that's trying to make a better player. When the person would get up there, we would look at it and say, how can I make this person a better speaker? Then we would also coach or evaluate our evaluators. Okay, so if somebody wasn't doing a very good job, the vice president of education would get with them and say, here are a couple points you should have hit on, here are some things to look at. But by having excellent coaching, excellent evaluation in a club, all the members get to see what excellent evaluation is. If you never have that in the club, people don't know what it is. Now, I want to hit just a couple points that I think are critical for excellent speech evaluation. Number one is that it's more important to find what's right with the speaker than to find out what's wrong with the speaker. The things that we do right are normally easy for us to do, and therefore we put no value on them.
And
we don't think they're important. It's the things we struggle with and we're having a problem with that we think are important and that are difficult. And so if a person gets up and they actually have a very natural presence on stage, or their voice has a just beautiful modulation, whatever their pacing, their gestures are natural, those things are easy for them to do at that point. So, but we need to tell them that those are their strengths and to keep those in, otherwise they won't even realize it and they'll just put all their attention on these things they're struggling with. So you find out, it's more important to find out what's right with the speaker than wrong with the speaker. Now the second thing to realize is that Toastmasters is a process. It's not a full body scan. And you come in and you get okay, your liver's here, your heart's here, you know, you got these spots in your lungs. That's not what we do as a speaker. It's a process. And so the person will have the opportunity to confront and handle all of their speaking issues as they go through the manuals. As a coach or evaluator, we just need to give them the one, maybe two things they need to work on for their next speech. We don't give them a whole laundry list of things that they need to work on. So you find what's right with them, give them one or two things that they're going to improve on. Now, when we're looking at what to decide to do on that, you have to look at the manual and the manual assignment, because they're going through the manual. You evaluate them on the speech project that they did and the ones earlier, but you don't evaluate them on later speech projects because they haven't completed them yet. Yeah. Now, I've seen people stand up and give their icebreaker. Now, the purpose of the icebreaker is to begin speaking before a club and to identify areas of strengths and weaknesses that the speaker has. Okay? And the person will give them an evaluation on their organization, on their vocal variety, on their gestures, and their use of notes. Well, they're not even to that part in the manual. Okay? So if it's icebreaker, it's usually a nice pat on the back. Well done for getting up there. I loved hearing the stories about your life. And your next speech is organize your speech. Work on these things, look in this in it, and I look forward to your next speech. It's a very light evaluation. Next time they do the organize your speech project, evaluate them on that project and their icebreaker. The next one's get to the point. Evaluate them on get to the point. If there's some more organization that they need to work on that one. That's how you work the manuals up. So it's not, you have to realize it's a process they're going through, and they will address these issues as they go on. But we have to keep them winning and giving them just one little thing to continue to work on, knowing what their strengths are.
That's very